Romans chapter 7. Don't you know, brothers, for I speak to those who know the law, how the law has dominion over a man as long as he lives? For the woman who has a husband is bound by the law to her husband as long as he lives. But if the husband is dead, she is loosed from the law of her husband. So then, if while her husband is living, she is married to another man, she shall be called an adulteress. But if her husband is dead, she is free from that law, so that she is not an adulteress, though she is married to another man. So, my brothers, you also have become dead to the law by the body of Christ, so that you'd be married to someone else, even to him who has been raised from the dead, so that we would bring forth fruit to God. For when we were in the flesh, the motions of sins that were by the law operated in our members to produce fruit to death. But now we are delivered from the law, so that being dead and what had been holding us, we would serve in newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter. What shall we say then? Is the law sin? God forbid. No, I had not known sin except by the law. For I would not have known lust unless the law had said, you shall not covet. But sin, taking occasion by the commandment, caused in me all kinds of wrong desires. For without the law, sin was dead. For I was alive without the law once, but when the commandment came, sin revived, and I died. And the commandment that was ordained to life, I found to be to death. For sin, taking occasion by the commandment, deceived me, and by it killed me. So the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just, and good. Was then that which is good made death to me? God forbid. But sin, so that it would appear to be sin, working death in me by that which is good, so that sin by the commandment would become very sinful. For we know that the law is spiritual, but I am carnal, sold under sin. For what I do, I don't allow. For what I want to do, I don't do. But what I hate is what I do. If then I do that which I don't want to do, I consent to the law that it is good. Now then, it is no more I that do it, but sin that lives in me. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, lives no good thing. For I want to do what's right, but I don't find how to perform what is good. For the good that I want to do, I don't do, but the evil that I don't want to do, I do. Now if I do what I don't want to do, it is no more I that do it, but sin that lives in me. I find then a law that when I would do good, evil is present with me. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind, and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin that's in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin.